Well, do the touch bands. You got to bring it up in that sub window. And that sub window serves multiple functions. You know, you can have the multimeter in there. You can have the filter contour and look at the signal within it. And or you can have the band buttons. So they do that in that sub display. And I don't know that I'm necessarily discouraged by the remote head type situation. It depends if I think they answered the question I was reading. It looks like you can put the head on your network and you can keep the RF deck anywhere you want as long as it's on your network. So that for me works out real good. And and I know you can do that with a PW2 as well. So the ham that's got more money than he knows what to do with can get both of those. And he could do, Phil's got the poor man version of that. He, has hard remoted his RF deck for his amp and some stuff. But, that would be the rich man's version where you just put it on and plug it into your network. And I would imagine you could extend that, sky's the limit. You could have the, a la Flex. You could have the box. But it's not quite as, I think, generic isn't the word I'm looking for, but it's not. Well, I don't know. It looks like they're looking to be, kind of lean heavily towards that, whole Flex Anon world with it, and I don't blame them. I mean, those rigs are taking a mighty chunk out of the high-end operator world. They're getting their notches on their stick with, with the Flex in particular.